So before this video gets rolling, I just want to bring your attention to a video that I just posted on Jailbreak Overlander, and everybody should watch it and everybody should share it, because I'm exposing a gang rapist, a guy that gang raped with his friends and his brother, a 15-year-old, and is now on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, claiming to be a new Andrew Tate, and he's going to take your money and show you how to become a wealthy, trained killer, CIA operative, FBI operative, Mossad operative, and you can become a 100 millionaire just like him. But he's a complete and utter liar. And in this video, I explain to you what I did when I was locked up and why I actually got locked up, if you're interested in that. Because as truth seekers, as Christians, and as social media people, it's our responsibility to take out the trash. This guy is the worst of the worst. I've never had to put so many sensitive material warnings in a video ever before. This guy's this bad. And after he got convicted of raping a 15-year-old, he went to jail and then fled back to his home country of Israel. But real quick, let's take a look at this, because I found this ridiculous, but this is where we live right now. So for all those people that believe that Donald Trump is somehow really here to save people, even though he gave $500 billion to the richest 1% on earth, they think that him and Elon Musk have a secret plan going that we're not privy to. And here it is. So while Donald Trump and the rest of the billionaires and trillionaires and whatever else heirs we have in the United States are systematically destroying the country, and we still have people like this right here posting on Twitter and everywhere else that says, "Breaking! Trump's global sting operation unleashed. White hats seized $300 trillion in gold. They raided Antarctica and hunt deep state to extinction. The war has gone kinetic. Trump's global military alliance is executing the most devastating operation in modern history, smashing the deep state from Switzerland to Antarctica. Thousands of arrests. Vaults of stolen gold recovered. Child trafficking tunnels destroyed. And the media? Dead silent. The storm is here. In just the last 7 days, over 3,200 high-level arrests have been confirmed from BlackRock, Pfizer, Vatican, World Bank, CIA, royals, and the media bosses. These aren't court cases. These are military strikes. Cheyenne Mountain is active, now called Trump's Vault. It's the brain of this global operation. Orders are flowing from Task Force Phoenix, Trump's direct military train. No corrupt judges, no fake politicians, no delays. Justice is being served with extreme force. Switzerland has fallen. White hats storm Zurich and Basel. At the BIS, the Central Bank of Central Banks, they found Nazi-era gold, weaponized CBDC servers, ritual chambers, human trafficking tunnels with over $300 trillion in stolen wealth is being redirected into Gisera. The banksters are finished. Antarctica is under siege. Queen Maud Land is surrounded. The last hideout of the Fourth Reich is collapsing. White hats are targeting off-world portals, Nazi hybrid programs, deep state cloning facilities, advanced tech from Atlantis, U.S. Space Force, Russian loyalists, and Indian black ops are storming the underground cities. No escape, no surrender, just annihilation. The media blackout is not a coincidence. Executives at CNN, Fox, BBC have been detained in covert raids. White hats now hold video and elite ritual abuse, audio of depopulation plots, emails proving the pandemic, GPS of every deep state bunker. Trump's emergency alert broadcast system is primed to override all networks. This is the final stage. The elites are panicking, jets are fleeing, but every move is tracked by weaponized Starlink. Retooled by Elon Musk and Trump's Intel team. Every lie, every dollar, every tunnel logged, traced, and neutralized. This is not a drill. This is global liberation. Stay sharp. Trust the plan. Trump's plan. God's plan. The only plan. This, my friends, is 1,000% horse apples. Total bullshit. But it's keeping enough people that are just crazy enough to actually do something if the shit hit the proverbial fan to stay tuned, waiting for their secret message from Trump and his good friend Elon's weaponized Starlink. Yeah, that's why we're where we're at. And by the way, this is what we just found out about some of the executives and Commonwealth employees as in regards to the mandatory vaccine.
Directions. I'm saying Commonwealth employees and court staff are exempt from the mandate.
Oh, yeah, that's not a watering down. That's specific advice, legal advice, and supported by the Solicitor General that there are constitutional and other legal protections for some of those groups that mean that a mandate was really not a recommendation for those groups.
And does that apply to MPs too? I mean, are those of state MPs in the parliament?
Yeah, I believe so. Again, legal impediments or legal recommendations that MPs can't be within those mandates. That's not to say that there aren't other mechanisms for MPs to be managed, but the Treasurer can speak to that.
So just to clarify, that is no longer, MPs are no longer part of the public health order?
No, MPs have not been part of the mandate for legal advice around that. But as I understand it, not required for MPs in Victoria as well.
So it turns out that the mandates didn't apply to the people in charge in Australia and to the people in charge in every single solitary country that locked their citizens down, treated them like absolute animals, and forced them to take DNA-altering vaccines. Not one, not two, not three, but four or five of them, including the boosters. It's astonishing, but at least Australia has put it out there, because America will never put it out there, because, I mean, Donald Trump's here. 12 states are literally trying to pass laws to stop chemtrailing. And yet, every single solitary day, the chemtrails are just having their way. It is unbelievable how bad the chemtrailing outside is right now. It's astonishing. It's not going anywhere. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset. Trump is back for some reason that's above our pay grade, but it is not here to help America in any way whatsoever at all. And as a matter of fact, he said what I said last time he was president, but he finally said it. He's openly calling for the deportation of U.S. citizens. Quote, "We've got a lot of bad people. Many of them were born in our country. I think we ought to get them the hell out of here too." And as this person said, he's not talking about illegals. He's talking about you. Anyone who disagrees, journalists, activists, protesters, and citizens. Probably the main reason my channels came back, because they need the info, they need the data, they need to know what we're thinking as they're doing this right now. They gave my channel back, they gave Face Like the Sun his channel back, they gave several other channels back out of the blue. So it's got to be for data harvesting, couldn't be anything else. And I told you that when I first came back up, so here we go. And that's what things like the alligator Alcatraz in the middle of the Everglades is for. It's not for migrants. It's not for illegals. They don't care about them. The rate they're picking up illegals, it would take 100 years to get them all out of here. Meanwhile, more are being brought in or snuck in. Same thing with the line. The luxury all-in-one city out in the middle of the desert, the Sahara Desert, the line. What do you think that is? These are for dissidents. These are for people that don't take the 5-5-6 antidepressant and actually go along with this as long as they can, and they finally find out that you're actually a Christian and you got to go. It's all this is. It's all this is, this entire thing. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty obvious. And yet people are still writing these long diatribes about Donald Trump's secret plan to take over the Antarctica and take over Switzerland, and they found $300 trillion. It's all complete and utter nonsense from that complete joke Q that we exposed years ago, and people are still talking about it and buying it. It blows me away. And here's another fun fact I didn't know about. Remember the rods from God weapon? Well, apparently China has them also. So that's good to know, because these things could start falling, and whether China has them or not, they've published it so they can say, wasn't us, it was China. And speaking of, speaking of nothing, you see this? I talked about this a while ago, and I said I was positive that I found the Space Needle that's in Seattle, Washington, or Portland, Washington, one of the two, I don't know. Well, I said it's on the money, and I just couldn't find it. Well, one of my subscribers was good enough to locate it for me. It is indeed on the money, which means if they're showing it, it ain't done yet. So everybody up in Washington State, while you're jumping around and worrying about the cops not showing up because you have blue-haired fruitcakes fighting with ICE, they've got you guys in their sights, and they're focusing in. Sadly, they worked on Las Vegas last night, and it was sad because you had to find out about it in the India Times before the mainstream even decided to cover it. But when they did cover it, they put their little spin or signature on it so you know who did it. Because the India Times showed that 27,000 were hit by this windstorm that literally snapped telephone poles off at their bases. That's insane. A windstorm that could snap telephone poles off at their bases would literally blow buildings down, etc. But I mean, look at this. It looks like an absolute war zone. This right here is this made me reach out into thin air, because many times he's gotten Area 51 conjuring up storms and sending them to California or wherever. But weather as a weapon, there's a reason I was yelling about this for 10 years. This is insane. This is what they're doing. And Trump's not stopping anything. Trump is here to appease the masses and carry out the orders of his masters. And that's all there is to it. At any rate, I got things to do. Richie from Boston, I wanted to check in real quick and drop this. Don't forget to watch that video on jailbreak and share it, because this guy is on the loose. He is a brutal gang rapist, and it's not the only time he's done it. At any rate, Richie from Boston, and I am out.